The benefits would be paid for by nearly $90 million in federal stimulus funding. To qualify for the money, the state would expand its unemployment insurance in a few ways. It would let workers receive benefits if they quit their jobs to take care of a sick relative or because they fear domestic violence. People could also receive unemployment benefits if they quit their jobs because their spouses relocate. Beloit Democratic Senator Judy Robson says that provision could help families in her district, which has some of the state's highest unemployment.
We're always talking about ways to strengthen Wisconsin families. Well, this is a giant step in doing that when families find themselves splintered because of commutes and because of the need to travel, and providing them with the economic means to stay together.
The plan cleared committee on a unanimous vote. Republicans, including Racine Assemblyman Robin Voss, said unemployment benefits should be reserved for those who are laid off rather than those who quit their jobs. But Voss said he'd reluctantly support this measure.
Even though it feels like the federal government is holding a gun to our head, saying that you have to pass it or you cannot access this additional federal money to help people who are unemployed.
Unemployment benefits would also be extended for laid off workers in some job training programs. Altogether, the plan would mean that employers who normally cover the cost of Wisconsin's unemployment insurance would have to pick up an extra $11 million a year once the federal stimulus money dries up. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.